12, Feeding the Vines and Vineyard Soil. Alongside climate and location, the soil is the most important factor, since with the skill and hard work of the wine grower, it decides the quality and quantity of the wine produced, although of course the different varieties of grape also play an important role. On the one hand, the vine is one of the most undemanding cultivated plants in existence. On the other, however, the soil creates the wine's characteristic features. This is why wine growers pay particular attention to the soil, which must be looked after at the right time with protective and supportive treatment. The precious soil must also be protected from erosion caused by water or wind, which in extreme cases can lead to total loss of the fine humus particles. The nutrient content is also of major importance if the vines are to flourish. Following the classic theory set down by Justus von Liebig, the maximum yield and best wine quality can only be achieved from grape vines if all of the factors, water, light, sunshine, and the individual nutrients in the soil, are available in the minimum quantities and in a form that the vine can tolerate. As vines cannot tolerate excessive doses of nitrogen, for example, the wine grower, on the other hand, also needs to avoid over-fertilizing. This can significantly reduce the vine's resistance to disease, frost, and infection, and actually do more damage than good. It also places an additional burden on the groundwater, which has a detrimental effect on human health. The exhibits in this room include the usual basic nutrients, both in their raw form and as ready-to-use preparations. These are, however, no longer used nowadays. Together with peat, humus, and other added elements, they significantly influence the structure and productivity of the soil in the vineyard. Various soils and soil profiles round off the exhibition.